stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday, February 27th.
Yeah,
this
Monday.
Is a day after the Oscars.
Yes, and I look like I have fun. I came in like I'm wearing sweats right now, and I have my hair like still how it was last night, but of course it's been slept on and all screwed up, so
yeah.
It's pretty funny. Yeah, yeah.
So did you just roll out of bed this morning?
That's it? I did just roll out of bed. Can't you tell? It was so
I don't know,
much
maybe
fun.
Maybe that's just the way you dress, you know? I don't
yeah.
want to offend you or anything.
I mean, when I'm tired, yes.
Yeah.
And when it's like. Yeah, I mean, I'm wearing sweats, which is fine. I love wearing sweats anyway. I'm more comfortable in sweats. Yeah. But it also encourages me to go work out later, which I will do. But, yeah, I'm so beat right now.
Yeah.
So tired.
Plus, you've earned it. I mean, you know, Friday you looked stunning, you know, with your Harley outfit and
stuff.
Oh,
yeah. I forgot about the Harley outfit. Yeah. Thank you.
How did that go?
It went really well. I went down there and they looked through all my book, and they kept me in there for a while, a lot longer than anyone else. And
really?
Yeah. Wow. People that were down there weren't models or anything. They were more real people who actually ride. And so I wasn't sure, you know, and I know Marissa Miller, you know, swimsuit model, Victoria's Secret model, has modeled for Harley recently. So I kind of dressed like how she did, and I went in not expecting anything, and they kept me there for a while. I tried on a bunch of clothes, and they all fit really well. So
really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll see. I know the callbacks are next week, so we'll find out.
Good. And what is it for, like a commercial or something?
It's the new Harley line. Well, they cast for Harley all the time, so it would be for their new catalog, which is great. So it would be like a one-day shoot, and I'd be in their catalog. Right. And then there is a commercial as well, so I don't know if it's for both or just one or the other. I don't know.
Right.
But regardless, I'd love to model for Harley because I really am into bikes. I used to host a bike show on Discovery.
Really?
And, yeah. Wow. And their clothing is very similar to Affliction,
right,
which is what I was wearing on Friday. And I used to model for Affliction, and I don't anymore. So it'd be really cool to kind of just switch. That's why they
true.
Were.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why they were talking to me, because they looked at all my Affliction photos and stuff. And so I'm like, yeah, okay. So hopefully.
They liked them.
Yeah.
Do you ride bikes?
I do ride bikes. And I talked about that for a bit because I have a bike that's just kind of sitting in the garage in pieces. And because they wanted girls that also ride. And I said, I do ride, but I don't have my motorcycle license is expired. I have to get it renewed. And I haven't done it because the bike's just sitting there. And I just had been so busy, I haven't had time to fix it. So I was like, if you guys want to fix it, I'll go and get my license renewed. And there you go.
Yeah.
But they were like, no. So, yeah.
This is good.
Yeah, this is good.
Yeah,
we'll find out.
To be on the Harley calendar would be pretty good. You know, get
it'd
you
be
a
great.
Lot of exposure.
Yeah, it would be great being in their catalog. And it'd be online,
right.
on their online stuff too, which would be awesome. And
right.
yeah, I hopefully I'll get it. I'd be really excited if I do.
Yeah. Harleys are so cool, you know.
Yeah.
But they've gotten so expensive. I think they cost as much as a car now.
They do. My dad has one that's custom. And yeah. It was very expensive, but one day I'll own one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so
I'd love to get one. I'm just really scared of riding, you know, because, I mean, I've seen people involved in accidents and die and that's enough to deter me, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I crashed one, a couple years ago. That was really bad. Yeah.
Wow.
And it wasn't my fault. It was, there was a nail on the tire.
Yeah.
And the tire exploded.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was getting on the, you know, the freeway here, which is the 101. Actually, I think it was on the 170. just getting on the freeway, and it happened as I was on the freeway, but like on the entrance, thank God.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I mean, luckily.
Wow, that's
I was
scary,
okay.
Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what do you do when you get a flat while you're riding a motorcycle?
Well,
it
was actually crazy because you don't expect it, and you're going really fast to catch up, and the tire exploded. So the bike just kind of laid itself down, and it laid down, and I had to kick it off of me because it landed on me, which is why I have, you know, scars all over. But and I had to kick it off of me while I was sliding, and I happened to not be wearing gear that day. I was wearing a helmet, but I was not wearing my normal gear, and I was in shorts and capris. And that's why I was cut up really bad. I was bleeding everywhere. And the main thing was my knee. I actually was supposed to get surgery, and I tore my meniscus. It was horrible. And the bike wasn't insured. I wasn't insured. So I was afraid to get a ticket, you know, too. So when I got off, I got hit so hard. I wasn't sure what's going on, but I called a girlfriend to come rescue me, and she came and picked me up, and I was like, I can't go to the hospital because I don't have insurance right now. I mean, this was like... This was probably like 6 years ago, I guess, maybe 7 years ago.
That's frightening, though, Bridget. I'm telling you.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
I'm surprised you're still alive.
Yeah.
And over your life, you've broken so many bones and stuff.
I know.
What is it?
I know.
You just love
crazy.
Adventure, huh?
I do. I was on crutches for 3 months.
Really?
Actually, you know what? It was 2004, I remember, because I was in the lingerie bowl that year, and it was a couple months before we were training, and I didn't want them to know that I had injured myself because I was scared I would be knocked out. And the 3 months I was on crutches, and then I went to a healer. I was supposed to get surgery, but I went to a healer and he healed me, which is crazy, and I was fine.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. I know. And I went back to the doctors and they're like, how did you need? Because when you tear your meniscus, you have to get surgery. And I didn't need it. So it just healed.
That's amazing.
Yep. And I was off
Never
my crutches.
Never heard of anything like that before.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm into healing. A lot of people, it's hard to find good healers, but if you do, and it's rare, it is out there. And I found actually the healer that I went to was a friend of a friend. I was in London and he works for the Queen of England. So that's a friend is from there. And that's how I found them. And I
so
came
you
back
were treated
and
by royalty.
I was literally, and it was great. And he's amazing. And actually, speaking of which, I went and got healed this weekend at one of the suites that you were supposed to go to.
That's
that
true.
You didn't go
yeah.
to. Actually, it was a great suite, and it was at Confidential, which is the old Aqua Lounge, which used to be the Hustler
Club.
Yeah,
that's in Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills, which is where the suite was.
Right.
It was very successful that Kellan Lutz from Twilight showed up.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So everyone was very happy that he showed up, and it was great. And Maya was there. Maya Med Spa was there.
Right.
But there were a lot of other great vendors. I got an amazing purse. Really high-end purse company. Yeah, I was stoked. There was a men's jeans company. There were like foldable ballet slippers. You were on the list, so you could have gone.
Let's not get into it. But I just couldn't make it.
It's okay.
Yeah.
But yeah.
More gifts for you.
Yeah, right. They had these keys. Actually, this is a really cool concept, which I want to talk about for a sec because it was amazing.
Keys.
This key company, they're called Success Keys. Mm-hmm. And what they are is bums bring them in and they bring them to them. And I think they trade it in for food. And they take these keys, I mean, old keys from all over the place, and they inscribe a message, whether it's inspire or health or love or just some inspirational message on the key.
Right.
They put it on a nice chain, and then you buy them for $35. The money goes goes to, what do you call it?
Homeless.
Yeah. But homeless shelters and to feed the homeless. And what it is that I got love. So what it is I'm wearing love. And when I find love in my life or whatever, I bring love into my life. When I feel someone else needs it more than me, it's a pay it forward. I take the necklace and I give it to that person.
Wow.
And when that person brings that into their life, they pay it forward to someone else and you keep trading it on. So hopefully these keys are passed on and on and on.
Uh-huh.
It's a really cool concept.
Yeah, it is a great idea. Huh?
So I really liked it. And I was like, that's one of the coolest things that were there. there were all kinds of things, but there was, this one healer, he was awesome. Actually, I want to have him possibly in studio. Dr. Casulli is awesome. He's in Beverly Hills, and he's a chiropractor, but he's a healer. He's an energy healer. And I've never seen anyone work that quick in my life, which was amazing. Because when I got healed in London, I was, like, skeptical at first. This was back in the day, and I was like, all right, whatever. And do you know what telekinesis is?
Yes.
Okay.
When you can move things with your mind.
Yes.
Yes.
And so I was in a hotel, the Dorchester, which is a very famous hotel in London, and I was in the lobby. So that's what I was saying. I was in a legit place meeting this guy, different healer, and he was like, I'm like, oh, you can't heal me, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I work for the Queen of England. I'm like, all right, you know what? I'm open to it, whatever. And he's like, I'll prove it to you. And he moved he's telekinetic. Mm-hmm. He moved his phone across the table. And I said, all right, well, I'm looking under the table. I mean, it's glass. I see there's nothing there. And I said, move my phone.
Right.
Because I don't know what's in your phone. Move mine. And he moved it across the table as well. And he moved the plant. And I said, okay, you're qualified. You can touch me. And when he touched my knee, like I said, I was on crutches for 3 months. He touched my knee. I felt, you know, a tingling, warm sensation. And it was interesting. And then he said, walk. And I could walk. And I was amazed. And it was really cool. And
you can't argue with that.
No, I can't. I mean,
if you get results.
Yep.
Wow.
And I've seen him before. He also healed my wrist because I broke my wrist a couple times and it was awful and he healed that. But anyway, this weekend, different healer. He's locally here in Beverly Hills and I've never seen anyone work that quick and he works so quick. And what it is like you put your legs or your arms out, you know, like my one leg is like an inch more than my other and my, you know, everyone's hands are a little bit off.
Right. Uh-huh.
Well, he's like, he went down and he'll adjust you, but he also does this energy work, and when you're done, you're like, oh my God, you see it. Like, right. You see, like, your hands are lined up, your feet are lined up, like,
really?
You're like, what the hell? And it wasn't an adjustment, it was literally, and you're like, wow, you're blown away by it. And, you know, and I believe in that, but for non-believers, they don't know, they don't understand,
right.
But you can see the results immediately, you feel better.
Yeah.
And he was working there, so it was really cool. I was like, wow, this is cool. So I feel better now, too.
Yeah.
So,
no, I mean,
that was cool.
I'd like to see that, and it, maybe it's possible. I don't know. You know, I used to be skeptical of acupuncture until I went.
Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, I went once when I had a back pain and you know, two visits, one and a half visits, and it was gone.
Same here, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, you got to, I guess you got to keep an open mind. I'm just such a skeptic, you know.
You do,
but
yeah.
But when you see the results, you can't argue with that.
Exactly. You know? And I think nowadays we're so much more into the whole homeopathic, holistic, and energy healing. Like, but back in the day, it's like, oh, you're a witch. Like, you know what I mean? Like, people will think, oh, you're a witch, or it's wrong, or, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't accepted, so people kept more quiet. And nowadays, it's accepted. It's out there. It's the new age.
Yeah.
So
it's like becoming mainstream now.
Exactly.
Wow.
And it's healthier for you. So
yeah.
And we are all energy. We are all energy.
Right.
So people just, you know, well, you know, I've gone on my tangents about that before, so I won't go on it again. But
so people actually provide services too, in addition to products.
Yeah,
that's what you say.
It was a really cool event. There were so many different things there, and I had a blast. So
yeah,
that was Saturday.
Yeah, were there a lot of people there?
There were a decent amount of people there. Yeah, yeah. And then Sunday, which was yesterday, my days are so confused.
Yeah.
Last night, I went to a party called Night of 100 Stars, which is really like 200 stars plus their guests. I think there were 630 tables, I want to say, that they had
there.
That's
huge.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah. Yeah. It's incredible. And it's gotten bigger every year. And the press that come are like, there's over 300 press that come.
Really?
The carpet is, I mean, it wraps all the way around the Beverly Hills Hotel inside it. It's incredible.
Right.
So much press. Yeah, so you walk the whole press line, and then you go and you have dinner, and it's an amazing dinner.
Yeah.
And Norby Walters, who we'll be calling in a little bit, he organizes the whole thing. I want to say this is year 4 or 5, I believe.
Right.
He's done such an amazing job. And it started like 100 stars, and it was a small event. And then last year, it just grew tremendously more, and this year even more. And, I mean, there were so many nominees. I want to say there were about 30 people that were that have won Oscars before that were there last night.
Really?
Yeah, and I think about 20 that were nominated last year, I believe, that were there. Yeah, and it was just an amazing, elegant, extravagant event.
Did you recognize anybody? Were they like big stars or what?
I have a funny story. So, there were some big names there, but when we call him, he'll go through the list. But Jason Ritter was there last night. His dad is.
John Ritter.
Yeah. Oh. So a funny story. My girlfriend, I took her as my date. So we could have fun and meet new people. But anyway, we were at Sundance, my girlfriend and I, a year ago, not this year, went last year or the year before. And I was trying to find Sundance tickets. And I walked into the Sundance office and I couldn't find tickets anywhere. And I walked into this place and I'm like, I go up to these two guys and I say, where do I buy Sundance tickets? Can I buy them here? And they just look at me like, I don't know. And I'm like, well, how can you not know? Don't you work here? And they're like, no. And I'm like, okay, well, where do I? And I was like, I just wanted to buy tickets.
Right.
And they were like, well, we know that there's a movie on Tuesday. It's actually our movie on Tuesday. You can come to the premiere if you want. Right. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to be here Tuesday. I'm leaving tomorrow. And they're like, well, you should stay for ours. And I'm like, I don't care. No, I'm leaving tomorrow. I want tickets for today. Right. And they're like, I don't know what to tell you. And it was really funny. And we chatted for a bit longer. And it was a funny thing. We leave. And my girlfriend goes, do you know who that was, you idiot? And I go, no. She goes, you just asked Jason Ritter and Wilmer Vladarama if they worked here. And I said, I don't know who they are.
Yeah.
And she's like, you're an idiot. And I mean, because they were all wearing like snow gear, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I have no idea who anyone is. I don't know, whatever.
I know, I wouldn't have recognized John Ritter's son. I mean, come on.
Well, he's been in a lot of stuff.
Really?
He was on Joan of Arcadia TV show for a while, and I forget what else. I think he's in a pilot now, but he's been in a lot of stuff, as is Wilmer Vladarama, who I normally would have recognized, but I just didn't because they were wearing beanies, and it was cold, it was snowing, whatever. I don't know, and I just, who knows? I don't care. And so... But it was really funny. She's like, you just asked them for tickets.
Yeah.
And they just invited you to their premiere on Tuesday. And you said, no, you moron. And I said, I don't know. Whatever. Oops.
Yeah.
Whatever. So last night he was there.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, you've got to go up to him and say this. And I'm like, I'm not doing it. I was like, I'm not doing it. She was drinking. I'm not drinking last night. So she has balls. She walks right up to him, taps him on the shoulder and says, excuse me, do you know where to buy Sundance tickets? And we're at the Oscar event. And he looks at us like, you weird girls.
Yeah,
and she goes, a year ago, if you remember, we walked up to you in the Sundance office and she thought you worked there. And he goes, oh, my God, I remember. And I'm like, yeah, that was me. And he laughed and we talked about it last night and he made fun of me. And I was like, I didn't know. And I'm sorry. He's like, no, it's cool. He's actually a really, really cool guy. Really down to earth. Cool guy. But, it was funny.
Well, you can't be expected to know everybody. I mean, you know.
I know.
You know, there's big names and then there's also names.
I never know anyone.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's really bad. Like, I don't know who anyone is. I don't. Unless I work with you or sleep with you or... or introduced you as a friend. I have no idea. No, I'm just kidding with the last part. But, I'm just being a brat. But, I really am really bad at names and I have no idea. I don't.
Yeah.
But it was really funny and so that was my story from last night. But there were some really big names. And then I went to an after party last night at the Andaz Hotel, which was for the Karma Foundation, which is a really cool charity. But guess what? So I am there and I am standing by there's food that's there. They have gluten-free food. And I'm talking to the chef, and I literally am telling the chef, like, we're talking crazy stories, and I'm telling him of the stalker story of the guy who peed in my closet on my birthday,
right?
My birthday party in December, and literally told him the whole story. And we leave to go to the bar area, and I'm not drinking, so I'm drinking cranberry juice. I walk over to the bar. I drop my drink almost all over the floor because guess who's standing there?
Wow.
The pee stalker.
Are you
serious? He got into the party.
Wow.
Yep. And I literally, my
heart...
Not
a coincidence. It was you. You were the reason he was there.
I don't know. I don't have time to think. I saw him at the bar, and he was pounding a drink, and my heart just stopped. I literally 5 minutes ago was just telling this guy about the story.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe it.
Wow.
And my girlfriend Mary, who was with me, she was there. She was actually that night when he was, because the guy, the stalker in my closet, he was wearing my dress he was wearing my clothes in my closet.
Right.
For those that don't know who are listening, and Mary is a black belt, so I had her go in my room while we called called the cops because he got arrested that night, to change. She was the one that said, change, get the fuck out of her dress and put on your clothes. And he had peed everywhere, so his clothes were wet. So she knew about this, and she was right by me. And I literally had the cranberry juice and almost dropped it everywhere. And I'm like, I just couldn't believe it. And I ran to the bathroom. She's like, I was like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. She's like, what? And I was like, just look. And she's like, holy shit.
Yeah.
So I ran to the bathroom. I was with a couple other girls that were with me, thank God. And they went and told security. Well, they went and got the main guy for the event and told him, Brigetta's stalker is here. You know, we need to get him out. We just had him arrested not too long ago. And, you know, we told him a story briefly, and they were like, no problem. They were really cool, and they had him escorted out.
Really?
But, yeah.
Wow.
But, I mean, holy shit.
Yeah, these people have a way of getting to places, huh?
I couldn't believe it. He got in with some girl because we were trying to figure that out. And I went to the bathroom. I didn't want to see him. I didn't want the energy around me. It was actually really scary. And my heart just, like, dropped because I'm still... When I go home, I am. When I go home, I can't sleep sometimes. Like, I hear things, and I go through my entire closet because I think, oh, my God, he's in my closet again. Or it's just so odd, you know? Yeah. And I can't believe that I was just talking about it, and there he is.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Fucking crazy is what it was.
Yeah.
Really crazy.
Wow. What are you going to do about this guy? I mean, he's not giving up. Huh?
You know, I haven't gotten a restraining order yet, and I need to go and do it. I just haven't had time to do it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to do it. I really am. Just
show them that he appeared at the party there where you were.
Yeah, and wasn't invited. Yeah. Yeah. And there was a strict list, so... He got in through someone else, I guess, because there was a girl that he was standing next to. Because when I was in the bathroom, they were telling me everything. And I guess the girl was a friend of a friend of someone. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, you'd think if you get caught, like, with your dick in your hand, and you're peeing all over and wearing women's dresses, that you would pretty much disappear.
You would think.
Yeah.
You would think. But I didn't, you know... I have my other friends that were with me told me that I should have plastered his name all over Twitter and Facebook. But here's the thing. I didn't want to give him more recognition off his name for doing it.
Yeah.
So I didn't. But now I'm kind of thinking maybe I should, because I should, you know, people should know this is who he is. This is what he did. Mm-hmm. And if he does it to me, he's doing it to other people.
Right.
And if it is to other people, is he doing it to a child?
Right.
Is what gets me, because... Sorry, going through people's underwear drawers and stealing their oils, whacking off with their underwear inside a closet and wearing their clothes is kind of odd.
Just a little bit.
And then masturbating and peeing all over the closet. Wow. That's even weirder.
Yeah.
But he hid in my closet, like I said, for over 3 hours until he was found. And Yeah,
that's
crazy. I'm disturbed.
It's so tough being a woman.
I can't believe he was there. I couldn't. And that's the weird thing, because I had just told someone about the story, and the chef looks at me, and he's like, really? And I'm like, that's him. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Wow.
And he's this puny little tiny dude. He's like 100 pounds, but it's just the fact that, holy shitballs, you know? Like, yeah. Anyway, so that was my night. Yeah.
Should we call Norby now?
We should call Norby. Let's call Norby and talk about the event.
So Norby threw the party last night.
Norby
threw
the party. He has done it for the past couple of years. He's an amazing, incredible person.
Okay.
Norby Walters.
Okay. Let's give him a call. The website is nightof100stars.com. 100 is the numeral or the number 100. And so you go ahead and talk to him, because he doesn't know me.
Hopefully he'll answer.
Yeah, there
he is. Hi, this is Norby Walters. Please leave your name.
Nope.
He's probably still asleep. Huh?
He told me to call and try and wake him up, so. Whoops.
Yeah, maybe the machine answered too fast. Let's try it again and see. Norby Walters.
Yes.
Okay. So he's been doing this for a long time?
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, the sound is like upside down.
Hi, this is Norby Walters.
He must still be sleeping from last night.
Yeah.
Well.
Okay, maybe we'll have him on some other day.
I'm going to email him right now just in case he doesn't know the number. Maybe, but he should know that we're calling, so.
Right. Okay, so there's a list here of the celebrity attendees, the ones that showed up.
From last night?
Yeah.
I would go on Wire Image or Daily Celeb or somewhere.
Right on his his website. Yeah, Valerie Harper, Harry Hamlin, a lot of names. Jeff Goldblum, Natalie Cole. Did you see any of these people?
I saw a lot of them, but I don't.
Really? Do you remember anybody that stands out that you?
Matt Lowry, I think is his name, or I don't
Matt
know.
Lauer. From the Today Show.
Yeah, I guess that's him and someone else. Who else was there? Someone who won an award, and it's a big name. I'm bad at this. See, I don't know.
Yeah. No, I mean, there's some...
Oh, what's the guy from Jersey Boys? It was about him.
I have no idea.
Oh, my God. Jersey Boys is all about him. He was there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know. I don't know who he is.
He was in front of me on the carpet.
Elliot Gould was there. Let's see. I don't know many of these people, but Billy Baldwin was there. Ed Asner. Jane Alexander, Shari Belafonte, a lot of Karen Black. We've had many of these people on the station, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
What, Tony Curtis? No, Tony Curtis is not alive anymore. Why are they saying Tony Curtis was there?
Maybe in the past.
Or maybe this is prior.
I think these are in the past.
Okay, yeah. Because I can't imagine they were all there the same night, you know?
No, that's what I said. If you go on Wire Image, it usually will tell you. It's from the pics from the carpet. Mm-hmm. They'll tell you who was there and whatnot.
Okay.
Yeah. There were some really big names because I remember everyone freaking out over it. But
yeah. So it was good, right? But you didn't see any big stars, per se.
No, there were. I just can't remember their names.
Oh, okay. Jason Ritter. It says so right here.
Yeah.
Mimi Rogers, Fred Savage, he's been at the station here. John Schneider, he's been at the station. Kieran Black has been here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the Oscars now. Did you see the big deal they made about Angelina's leg show?
That was so funny.
Wasn't it funny?
Yeah. Okay, look, I actually got the list from last night on Wire Image right here. So... some of the names are, we have Antonio Sabato Jr., Martin Landau,
Landau.
Right, yeah. See what I'm talking about.
No,
I am really
okay.
bad at it.
That's okay, but he's old now.
Okay.
He used to be in the original Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
He was on TV, yeah.
Gary Busey, Michelle Phillips, Bai Ling, Buzz Aldrin was there, I forgot. Mm-hmm. Cindy Margolis, Dolph Lundgren, Gloria Allred. Oh, Gloria Allred was there? That's funny. Christina Loken, Pat Boone, Richard Dreyfuss, Sharon Lawrence,
Dreyfuss,
whatever,
by the way.
Anne Jeffries,
just so you know in the future.
Christopher McDonald, Fred Willard, Harry Hammond, Jamie Hilfiger, Jason Ritter, John O'Hurley, John Sally, Catherine Winnick was there? I didn't even realize that. I know her. Loretta Devine, Maria Conchito, Alonzo, Mary Wilson, Michelle Lee, Richard Grieco.
I know many of these people. I mean, of them.
Richard Grieco. Yeah, okay. Oh, Thomas Dekker. He's on that new, what's that new show? I saw him at Sundance a couple years ago.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I don't know. But what did you think of the show in general? I mean, did you watch it?
Mm-hmm, I did.
And what did you think? Did you like it?
I
felt it was boring, you know? I mean, it was like the same movie every time.
I don't like the fact that Hugo won everything. It kind of made me mad.
Yeah, Hugo won a lot.
I feel like Harry Potter should have really won visual effects because it's Harry Potter. I mean, there are so many more visual effects in that than any of the other movies nominated.
Yeah.
It really made me upset, but whatever.
yeah, I don't know if you get upset over it, but you may not agree with it.
I get
upset. I guess Clooney didn't win as many as people thought he would.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? What did he get? He didn't get Best Actor, right?
No. I have no idea.
No, I don't think so. It's funny. We don't even remember. We watched it. We don't even remember.
I know. I was in my own world anyway.
Yeah, I know. I kind of didn't watch it at all.
No?
No. Here, the winner's list here. I was just like in and out all the time. You know? But let's see. Actor was George Clooney. Wait a minute. These are the nominees. Why are they not saying the winners?
I know
this
it's on IMDb.
This is the winners list.
I don't know.
Best Picture, War Horse? No, that wasn't it.
I think it was.
It was?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. It was The Artist.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I see what they're doing. Okay. Oops. So they have the list of the nominees and then they highlight it. Okay. So it was the actor from The Artist.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot.
Jean Dujardin.
I haven't seen that movie yet. And I want to see it because everyone talks about it, but I haven't. You know, I really like The Help. The Help was a really great film.
I was really hoping it would win. You know?
I really did. Well, the one girl won. The
supporting actor.
Yeah. She was great.
Yeah.
She really was. And
You know, that movie couldn't hold my attention too much, although I can appreciate what a great movie it is.
Really?
It's
I loved it.
I can't sit through dramas. I don't know what it is,
okay,
man.
Yeah. Okay. To each his own.
Yeah, exactly. Like Meryl Streep won for The Iron Lady. Mm-hmm. We went to see The Iron Lady a month ago or so. I couldn't sit through it. It was boring to me.
I heard that Hugo, I mean, everyone I know that have seen Hugo said it sucked, so I haven't even seen it. Yeah.
So why did it win so many, I wonder?
I don't know. But, I mean, it's because the Academy votes, and the Academy, like, are older people, so
yeah,
it's what they like.
Exactly. They like traditional things. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Midnight in Paris, for example.
I didn't see that
for original screenplay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Descendants was winner of adapted screenplay, and then the rest of them we don't really care, do we?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was the Oscar. I think, like most people think, it's overrated. You know, probably the red carpet is probably more interesting than the show itself.
Yeah, I agree.
And you know, Billy Crystal, he was okay. He mm-hmm. was Billy Crystal.
He's Billy Crystal. Yeah.
And then they made I guess some people noticed that Jennifer Lopez had a nip slip.
Did she?
But they're saying that she didn't.
Really?
They're saying that she didn't. I don't know. Yeah. They were showing their backsides. Did you notice that? She and Cameron Diaz. They came on the stage and then they turned around to show their asses.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, what's that about?
Because they were, I guess, does she have a, no, she doesn't have a big ass. She has a small one, right? Cameron Diaz,
but I think Jennifer Lopez is known for her ass.
Well, she's known for her ass, but I don't know about Cameron Diaz. I don't know. Maybe there's some kind of joke that we missed in the public recently. I don't pay attention, so who knows?
Yeah. But they're saying that there were no slips, so people are just imagining that, you know?
That's funny.
They're saying, in fact, that the dress was designed to not
see the ass as much.
No, not to see the tits and stuff, you know. So,
yeah. Ew. You know,
they're saying that there were cups built in, and in no chance there was any way slips. So that's what they're saying.
I guess.
Yeah, but they looked stunning.
Yeah, they really did. They really did. I noticed a lot of the. Dresses this year were more 40, like 20s, 30, like prohibition type dresses.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know if it's because of all the shows that are out now that have to do with it, like Boardwalk Empire and all those shows that are kind of influencing a bit.
Yeah.
But I did see a lot of that. A lot, black was really in this year.
Yeah.
Black, golds, they were really in. And a lot of
black
feathers.
Black is always in, though.
No, it's not. No.
For women, you mean?
Yeah, no, maybe on the East Coast, but not in the events. No way.
Really?
Black was really in this year. And, and golds. And a lot of beads. Beads and feathers were really in.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people were wearing feathers and, you know, the little flapper type things on their head. And,
right.
And people, another thing is they weren't wearing necklaces this year is one of the things they were talking about on the carpet, actually. E! Entertainment was talking about. Mm. And no one was really wearing any necklaces.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's unusual, mm-hmm. I guess. Yeah. We have to get you in the onto the red carpet next year. Maybe, you know, so you can report from there.
I could do that and then head off to my other, I'm on the red carpet because I get shot on the red carpet.
Yeah.
The other parties. But yeah, I could do that.
Yeah.
I
bet you we can get you there.
Yeah, I had a press pass last 2 years ago mm-hmm. to get on to the Oscar red carpet to do interviews, but I wound up not doing it because someone backed out last minute, and I was like, whatever.
Yeah.
But it was just for my friend's radio show back east. I was going to help him.
Right.
But so we could easily do it. Yeah. Absolutely, it'd be fun. It'd be fun. Yeah. I won't do it at night because I go to the events and I'm on the red carpet.
Right.
But I'll do it for the actual Oscars because they're early.
Yeah.
We could do the arrivals and that could be fun.
Yeah.
And then I'll have enough time to go and get photos taken of me at my other events. So we'll switch it up.
Did you have a lot of photos taken yesterday?
I did. Like I said, there were over 300 press there. So.
Wow.
I'll wait for them to all be put up today, and it'll be exciting.
I bet you all experienced in how to pose and everything on red carpets stuff, right?
There is a whole.
Yeah. The first time I went on one, I was like a deer in a headlights.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, what do? You know,
that's
you're
so funny.
Just supposed to stand here.
That's funny. That's pretty hilarious.
And people taking pictures of you, you know?
Yeah, there is a way, I guess, to go about doing it. Whoa, what was that? It's weird. But yeah, I met the, oh, I forgot that he was there at the event. The second in command to the Dalai Lama. He was there last night. He actually sat in the table diagonal to mine. Mm-hmm. And he was there last year too. But I took a photo with him. He's on my Facebook page if y'all want to see what it looks like.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's just very, you know, very high spiritual, obviously. And
yeah. Did you talk to him at all?
I did. Well, he doesn't speak English at all.
Really?
But I took a picture and he touched me. I touched him. I was like, oh, I feel blessed. but yeah, he had a huge entourage with him that did speak English and would translate. So yeah, it was really cool. He's very cool with photos and whatnot.
Yeah.
So that was interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Oh, and I raised the money for my 5K.
Yes, you did. In fact, you went over, didn't you?
I did. So now I can now race for free, which is great. I'm really excited about. Yes.
Mm-hmm. How much would it have cost?
It wasn't that much, but still the fact that I did it, I'm like, come on, let me.
Yeah, I mean, you reach your goal and stuff.
If I raise a couple, like 200 more, then I get a plaque with my name as a big thank you, but it doesn't matter. I'm fine with what I did. But if you guys still want to get out there and donate for a good cause and you do get a tax receipt, and whether it's $10 or $15 or $5 or $100, if you do $100, I will write your name on my shirt. When I run and I get a lot of press photos, so your company name or your name, whatever you want on your shirt, website, whatever. And you can donate still at crowdrise.com/Progetta. Mm. And that's crowdrise.com/Progetta. Crowdrise.com/Progetta.
And the money goes directly to the charity,
It goes directly to the charity. It's a safe link. It's on the LA Marathon site. It goes directly into the Children's Rights, Alliance for Children's Rights, directly to their account.
Yeah.
And what they are is they're amazing. They're a company that takes children out of abused homes and places them in foster care. But they also take children out of abused foster cares, because there's a lot of foster cares that just don't give a shit.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I don't understand why they take in kids if they can't handle them.
Because they get money for it from the state, and that's why. So this company actually really watches where these kids are going to and tries to find adoptions for them. Has placed over 100,000 kids in California alone in adoptions. Amazing. Got them adopted, and they watch the kids all the way up till they're 21, not 18, 21. Mm. And they've got scholarship programs, because a lot of kids who are in foster care or abused when they're younger become troubled later on and don't go to college and don't finish college. So they've got scholarship programs set up to get the kids to go to college, and have, you know, they're set up till they're 21. So it's a really awesome program.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I raised $1,250. Mm-hmm. So if I get 1,500, then I get a plaque. Yeah. But
that's
but
pretty good.
Anyway.
I mean, you did a great job.
Thank
to
you.
Do it in a couple of days, you know.
Yeah,
whatever.
A couple of days. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's for a great cause. So even though I don't do it because I'm getting a plaque, do it because, you know, it's a great cause, and I would love you if you do it. And every person that donates, I will tweet your name, which goes on my Facebook, my Twitter, my IMDb, the Google, my website. It goes everywhere.
Good. Yeah.
So my tweets go everywhere.
And your name gets listed there as well.
Yeah, exactly.
With how much you get.
Yeah. I'll tweet it. But it doesn't matter. Every dollar counts. And it's a karma tree. It's like whatever you give comes back into your life.
Yeah.
So you should do it anyway, if not for that, for the charity or just, you know,
that's
karma.
True. Yeah. Just give to some people instead of taking all the
exactly time. The karma train. I give all the time, and that's why I think so many great things happen in my life, because I'm open to it. I don't expect anything in return at all.
Yeah.
Things just kind of happen for me.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's, I believe that's why. So.
Cool.
Yeah.
Should we try Norby again?
You can try him again.
Do you think he's still sleeping?
You don't ever know. Let's try him again. He said call me.
Yeah.
He said I might be sleeping.
Yeah.
I did email. We'll see. Probably still sleeping.
Yeah. I wouldn't blame him, you know.
Yeah.
Hi, this is no.
Yep.
Okay, so he's still sleeping.
Oh, well.
Yeah. So is he like a big deal in the film industry?
He's a big deal in the Oscar parties and such. He just throws such an extravagant, amazing event. And I know a portion of it goes to some charity. I just forget what. Mm-hmm. The after party was for the Karma Foundation, which is a big charitable cause as well. I forget what they do. I know it's for kids as well. I just don't remember.
Yeah.
But I've gone to a few of their events in the past. But So that was pretty cool.
Sounds pretty cool. Yeah. I was actually happy for Meryl Streep last night.
Oh yeah, she hasn't won since 1982.
Yeah, and she's been nominated 17 times.
Yes. Since 1982. I mean, come on. But
so she deserves it.
Yeah,
huh?
She does. She's incredible. I really think she's amazing.
She is. I mean, I think everybody loves her because she acts so good. She's such a good actress.
Mm-hmm.
She's been around for a long time. She's very versatile.
Yeah,
she's been in a lot of different movies.
Devil Wears Prada, I loved her in.
And, wasn't that good?
She was, and I loved her in the Uma Thurman movie where she played the psychologist mom. What was it? With Brian Greenberg and Uma Thurman.
I totally don't remember that.
Oh, it was a great film, but it was really funny. Yeah, she's been in a ton of things that I love. But she's a great actress. I like her comedies. I like the comedies she does. Yeah.
That's true. She did a lot of comedies, actually, right?
Yeah.
Like Death Becomes Her, I think she was in that one. What other comedies was she in?
I can't remember.
She's just
incredible. But
she was in Sophie's Choice, which was far from a comedy.
Yeah. But to finally win is just...
Yeah, I know. She deserved it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter which movie it was for.
I know.
It was her time, yeah.
And it was... And I'm sorry, to go back to the Angelina thing. Like, I know she was standing like that to keep the slit in her dress. I'm sure the designer told her to. But, you know, she always...
And to show off her shoes, too, they're saying.
Yeah, but she always does it, because they're probably giving to her. But she always knows what the press is going to talk about. She does things on purpose.
Right.
You know, like the blood necklace back in the day. She does things because she knows she's going to be talked about. She's smart.
Yeah.
She's very smart.
Of course. I mean, she's the... You know, she's in the media all the time, and anything that she does gets a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm.
But
isn't she pregnant again?
I don't know. Is she?
I heard that her and Brad Pitt are getting married finally.
Oh, really?
And I heard that she's pregnant again, I believe.
Wow.
I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but whatever. I read
it's amazing how they get pregnant and they still come back to the movies. They have great bodies, you know, nothing happens.
Because they got the money for the trainers to work out
all day. That's true, yeah. Plus, they have the genes also, you know. I mean, you have to have certain genes.
That's not true.
No?
No.
Yeah, you do. I mean, some women, you know, it's like, look at some women that get pregnant and all you see is like a basketball there. But you look from behind, they don't even look pregnant. And then you have some women that gain so much weight.
Well...
You know?
It's because they don't care and they don't watch what they eat. Like, when I get pregnant eventually, you know, you are what you eat, you know? And I don't eat meat. I am vegetarian. I'm pretty much vegan, but I do eat fish.
Right.
So, but I don't eat dairy and all that kind of stuff. So I'm like, I'm a pescatarian, but I don't eat dairy. So it's a weird, anyway. So I'm very healthy conscious, but I do that. And you got to do Pilates, you know. And they say whenever you're pregnant, you can still do your daily workouts.
Right.
As long as you do them before, you can do them up till, you know, I think you're almost ready to pop. But then you want to be careful. But you got to work out. You got to work out when you're doing it still. You can't just eat shit, you know. You can't just, I know you get weird cravings, but you just got to, watch what you're putting in yourself still.
But don't you think some women are just like, you know, skinny? And,
some are, but no, not every single woman in Hollywood. No, absolutely not.
Right.
And they do get back. Why? Because they eat correctly. They want to be healthy. They do Pilates. They've got their trainers working with them 24/7 while they're pregnant. And as soon as they pop the babies out, they're back on their regimen, working out, and, you know, and getting rid of all that. There's so many things
amazing.
You can do.
Yeah.
But it's like if you're not in the industry, yes, it gets expensive. To eat healthy, it is expensive to eat healthy and to have your trainer 24/7. And not every woman can take off work to be able to work out nonstop like all these celebrities do.
Yeah.
So that's the difference.
So you think that's what it is, huh?
It
they
is
just
what
work
it is.
Out a lot and surgery and things like that.
Not
huh?
surgery.
No.
It's literally working out.
Yeah.
Nonstop. Mm-hmm. No. It's Pilates. It's that's a huge thing.
Yeah, but don't you get like flabby stomach after a couple of kids and
that's what
like
Pilates
that?
Is for.
It actually helps that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Cardio bar, Pilates is huge in that, and yoga. Huge. They're the best ways to do it. And then go running. A lot of it's cardio. But yeah, and then there's certain, you know, you rub, it's an old wise tale too, but you rub on
oils. Yeah.
Like, you know, vinegar oil, I'm talking about, what do you call it? Virgin olive oil on your stomach while you're pregnant, and you won't get those
the stretch marks.
Yeah.
Right.
Do it while you're pregnant and do it after. Mm. And it really does help.
You think it works?
Absolutely. Mm. And there's other things that they give you. You know, you're a celebrity, so your things are getting given to you all the time. Not to mention you've got the best of the best right there. You can do it all.
Right.
You can shrink quickly. But you've got the time. Most of it's time. Time and motivation. And motivation's the big key, because a lot of women afterwards that don't aren't in the industry, they just don't give a shit.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't. Yeah. They've got their husband. They don't care.
Exactly. Once, you know, they take it for granted. You know, like, I don't need to look good anymore and, you know, start getting fat and stuff. You know?
I will make sure that after I am preggers, I will get back down immediately for my husband.
Yeah.
Because I want him to, I want to feel good for myself, but I want him to want me.
Right.
You know, it's like, and yes, being pregnant can be sexy, but it's like, you want that, you want it out. You know, you want to, you want to get back to your good, you know, hot self and be wanted by, you know, whoever you're with again.
Absolutely.
So
I just think that some women find it really hard to do.
Yeah, they do, but I know that I would want to always look good for my man.
Yeah.
Why not?
Looking good for my man.
My man. Whoever that man will be, because I have no idea. But I'm really excited because one of my best friends texted me yesterday, and he's coming to visit in 2 weeks.
From where?
From Maryland.
Really?
Yep, so I'll have to bring him in the show. I'll be here for a couple of days.
Okay.
So we'll just have him come chill. But he teaches basketball. He's a coach from one of the colleges back east.
Uh-huh.
But I've known him since I was 2 years old.
Really?
Yep. We used to take baths together. It was we played doctor together. It was the first penis I've ever touched. And he'll tell you about that, God. But yeah, I know we've remained best friends forever. He literally is one of my best friends. So I'm really excited he's coming out to visit.
Yeah. We'll ask him about playing doctor and stuff. I'm
he'll
sure he'll
tell
remembers
you all
it.
About it.
Because I still remember my playing doctor to this day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess it just gets branded in your brain or something.
It really does.
You know?
Yeah. God.
Mm-hmm. Things from childhood. I mean, you forget a million things that you did.
I know.
But that you don't forget.
No, you don't. You really don't. And it's funny, too, because when I was younger, I also wouldn't tell. Like, you could not call me by my name. Mm-hmm. I would only be called by Princess Leia. You had to call me Leia.
Really?
For years. It was stupid. And we used to play Star Wars. Our backyards backed up against each other. So we had two swing sets. We had the biggest swing sets in the neighborhood. So, you know, and he was the cute kid, and I was the cute kid. So, and I was the only girl, really. So I was Leia, and he was... He was either Luke or he was Han Solo. Uh-huh. And then the fat kid in the neighborhood was Chewbacca, or either him, or we would have him as the what's that huge dude?
Which one?
Jabba. He'd be Jabba the Hutt.
Jabba the Hutt.
And the asshole kid, the mean kid, would be Darth Vader. I mean, but I was bossy. I was a very bossy kid.
I'm sure.
I was like, you're this and you're that. No, well, then get off my swing set. You can't play with me. And they would go on his swing set, and I'm like, get off Morgan's swing set, because we say we're together, and what I say, he says, and vice versa.
You remember that, huh?
Oh, yeah. I was such a brat. And he reminds me every day. But we were such butt buddies. Like, literally, whatever I said, he would agree with. Whatever he said, I would agree with. We were best friends. Whatever we said, go.
Yeah.
And everyone else would listen to us.
So you maintained contact all through the years?
For years, yeah. We're best friends still. So I'm really excited. I almost cried when he said that. I'm like, yes, because he's never come to see me here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I go back home and I see him all the time. But it's been 10 years I've lived here and he hasn't come to see me here.
Really?
Yeah, he used to come see me when I was in North Carolina, but I was closer, but not here. So he's coming in 2 weeks. And yay.
Wonderful.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
But he can tell you all about, you don't call me Leia. If you don't call me Leia, I won't answer you.
Yeah.
And my mother had to put my hair in those Princess Leia braids every single day.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Those buns on the side.
I was such a pain in the ass about it every single day. Yeah. So he can tell you about that one.
That's funny, man. I mean, kids do crazy things when they're young.
You know? I was insane.
But it's amazing. Yeah, I mean, I used to play doctor with all the girls in the neighborhood.
All the girls?
Yeah, all the girls.
You were a whore.
I was.
Wow.
I was a freaking
whore.
What
age were you? I was like five or six when
I
first did
it. I must have been, you know, 4, 5, 6 years old.
Were the girls older, younger, all different ages?
Same ages.
Okay.
Same ages, yeah.
How many girls were in your neighborhood?
A lot.
Oh, my God. You touched a lot of JJs when you were four.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
And then I grew up and it never changed.
Oh, wow. Yeah. He was the only penis I touched at that age. Yeah.
No, it was funny. It was the first time I saw a girl pee while standing up. You know, that was funny.
Wow.
Yeah, that was funny.
Oh, yeah.
But again, you know, 5 years old, what the hell do you know?
What the hell do you know?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, it'll be funny. I'm sure he's got some stories for you.
Yeah. Okay.
You can all hear it.
Looking forward to those.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Brigitta, thanks so much, as always.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get some rest.
Thank you. And tomorrow we have on the show Dennis from Average Joe. Dennis Luciani from Average Joe will be coming in studio.
Yeah.
He is hilarious.
When was he on the show?
I forget, but he's been on a bunch of different things.
Years.
Yeah, he's in Reality Rally with me that we're racing for in April. He likes to wear tutus and interesting outfits. I don't know what he'll be wearing tomorrow, but it always is something impressive.
Yeah.
He is awesome, really good person, but really funny too.
Okay,
so,
sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks everybody for listening. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigitta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigitta is an L.A. Talk Radio production where we say what we want.